They're doing everything they can to shut down President Trump. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. This is like a very disturbing day. It actually started Sunday evening. This past weekend, I went to Florida, and this was the Turning Point Action event. And President Trump showed up to this event and gave a phenomenal speech, as usual. And because he gave a phenomenal speech, and they did a poll, right? A straw poll with President Trump, and showed that he was like 84.7% ahead of all of the rest of them, right? And even he's in the polls nationwide over Joe Biden. So as a result of that, it is a problem. It's no coincidence that President Trump is leading in the polls. Joe Biden, they have a new whistleblower to confirm the other whistleblower's information. And now they say they have to go after President Trump because of a particular day that happened in 2021. Why do you think they would do that? Why? Because they see President Trump still leading. President Trump there's never any other time. And I talked about this briefly earlier in a little short video I did on Facebook, where I was saying that I don't ever recall. And let me ask you this, Shannon, because I haven't brought this up with you. How many people that you've known run for political office in the past when they're running for the presidency, right? Where they're in the primary, because this is like the early stage of the primary still, because we're not in 2024, the year, physical year as of yet. So we're going into the year where he's still number one. And there's so many people like, it's, you know, most of the time people are like, well, we're undecided right now. The country's already decided. They want Trump.
Yeah, if there was an election today, Trump would win.
100%. Oh, absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, has this ever happened before?
No. And you know what? And that's what they're scared of. That's exactly why this new indictment is coming down, because they see that Trump is still in the majority of Americans will vote for him even over Biden. It's crazy. You know what? We're going to show everybody tonight, right?
Yeah, we're going to show everybody.
Why this is happening.
Yeah. I read some of President Trump's statement that he released after he received basically that they're going to arrest him and indict him. Because they said in the statement, they said he has 4 days to report to the what is it called? The jury?
I don't even know. I didn't read the statement. So
okay, I'm going to pull it up here because I read some of it earlier. Okay, here it is. It is the grand jury. He has a report to the grand jury. And, you know, let me just read some of this because I read some of this earlier. It says now Joe Biden's attorney, Garland, who I turned down for a United States Supreme Court. So this is revenge for Garland because he's butthurt because he didn't get selected for the Supreme Court. And President Trump says in retrospect, based on his corrupt and unethical actions, a very wise decision. This is President Trump saying that he's glad that he did not put Garland in that position because Garland is a total tyrant. So it's revenge for him. He's doing payback. President Trump is straight up saying it in this article or this letter that he wrote. He said, together with Joe Biden's corrupt Department of Injustice. I don't know why I just keep trying to do that. Corrupt injustice. Have effectively issued a third indictment and arrest of Joe Biden's number one political opponent, who is largely dominating him in the race for the presidency. Nothing like this has ever happened in our country before or even close. They illegally spied on my campaign, attacked me with a totally fake dossier that was found, that was funded by Hillary Rotten Clinton. I added the rotten part. Clinton's campaign and the DNC. And you know what? That's all that's true. Hillary Clinton funded the dossier along with the DNC, and nothing happened to them, and it was 100% fraudulent. Nothing happened. He says, impeach twice, and he goes, I won. They failed on the Mueller witch hunt. No collusion. They failed on the Russia hoax, the 51 intelligence agents fraud, the FBI Twitter files, the DOJ Facebook censorship, and Facebook after Joe Biden, after this ruling with Joe Biden. These what state was that in, Shannon, where these other judges came into Joe Biden's rescue so he can continue to censor the American people on the big tech companies?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. So I don't even know how that's even possible. These judges should be removed because they're not adhering to the U.S. Constitution. Any judge that rules in favor of the federal government to censor the American people should be immediately removed. Plain and simple. They shouldn't even be able to sit on the bench at all. At all. He says in every other scam imaginable. But on top of that, they have now effectively indicted me a third time. Right. The DOJ staff and run the DA office in Manhattan with the probability of a fourth coming from Atlanta, where the DOJ are in strict and possibly illegal coordination with the district attorney, whose record on murder and other violent crimes is abysmal. This witch hunt is all about the 2024 interference and a complete and total political weaponization of the law enforcement. It is a very sad and dark period for our nation. Now, I read the first part of that. It was two small paragraphs before that one. And I read that one earlier when he talked about he received this Sunday night after he was at the Turning Point USA event. And he says that he's ahead of all of the Republican candidates, 85.7% based on the straw polls. 87.5. And why would they wait until now? Why after all of this time would they want to try to get him on that particular day in January of 2021? Why would they wait until now? Because nothing else has worked. See, all of the other indictments that they've been going after him, they cannot prevent him from running for the presidency. They can't keep him out. But this new one that they're going after him on, if they're able to go ahead and fraudulently do this, they would be able to successfully prevent President Trump from running for 2024. They would be able to keep him out of the White House. I don't think a lot of people understand how this one is going to be. How do I want to say this? This was going to be the crossroads for this country. I mean, I think we already hit the crossroad most of the time, but this is going to be the point of no return here. They do this one, it's going to be over. We're done. We're literally straight up a banana republic. Completely done. If they're successfully able to do this criminal activity against President Trump. Karine Jean-Pierre was asked in a press conference today about this very thing, about them going after their political opponent. And of course, she wants to, you know, I don't have anything on that, but she wants everyone to believe that the DOJ that's doing Joe Biden's bidding, because that's what's happening here. He's the DOJ, the FBI, all of them, they're doing the bidding of the Democrats, that they're doing the right thing. Listen to this with Karine Jean-Pierre in the press conference when someone was asking her about this very thing.
Former President Trump received a letter from the special counsel that he's being investigated for his role in efforts to overturn the 2020 election. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the Biden administration has decided to, quote, weaponize government to go after their number one opponent, end quote.
Here's what we have done. The president respects the Department of Justice, their independence. He has been very, very steadfast on making sure that the rule of law.
I mean, really? The rule of law. Can we talk about the rule of law? Do they really actually care about the rule of law? Look at all the corruption that's happening in the White House right now. The rule of law. If they cared about the rule of law, they would have arrested somebody for taking illegal substance into the White House. But no one's arrested. Of course not. I mean, this we're talking about House of Cards. Have y'all seen House of Cards? I mean, this is exactly it. This is actually what's happening right now in the crack house is House of Cards on steroids. Y'all not hearing me. Is House of Cards on steroids. For those of y'all that seen House of Cards, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Leave a split screen because there's just a little bit left on this.
Comes back in this administration, comes back in the White House and clearly the administration more broadly. And that's what you have seen. I'm just not going to comment on this particular case.
She's not going to comment on it. She's not going to comment on it. Right. She go out there and she spill all that out there like, you know, Joe Biden, he respects the DOJ. Who wouldn't respect an organization, a criminal organization that's doing criminal activity for you, that's defending your criminal activities? Does that make sense? Is it just me? If you ask me, that's exactly what's happening here. Who wouldn't be happy about that? But let me play this video for you from Ramaswamy. I don't know why I can't ever get his name out. Ramaswamy. Listen to what he says, because this is exactly what the Democrats, in this case, the Democrats, this is exactly what they are doing. He is going to tell you exactly their plan, the reason why they are doing this federal indictment. Now, see, I have much respect for him because out of all of the candidates that are running for the 2024, he is the only one that's coming out and telling the truth. Now, he'll even admit that he's running against President Trump, but he doesn't want this to happen to his political opponent. He wants it to be fair and square. The Democrats, they are evil, and they don't know how to do anything fair and square.
I want to tell you the story of Coy Griffin. He was a democratically elected county commissioner in Otero County in New Mexico. Why am I telling you his story? Because he was elected, but he was removed from office, and it was held as a final removal from office by the New Mexico State Supreme Court this February, just days before I declared my own candidacy for U.S. president. Why was he removed? It was because the New Mexico courts held that he was an insurrectionist because he was present on January 6, 2021. Was he violent? No, he was not. Was he carrying a weapon? No, he was not. Did he enter the Capitol? No, he did not. But nonetheless, because he was present on the Capitol grounds that day, he was held to be an insurrectionist, even though he wasn't convicted for a felony or anything of the kind. There was a petition against him to remove him from office, and that's exactly what happened. Why do I bring that up? That's now relevant today, as it appears likely that Donald Trump will now be apparently indicted imminently, if the current facts reported today are to be believed, for his role in January 6th. What does that do? This is different from any of the other prior indictments against Trump, and people are missing the importance of this indictment in particular. Not only is this a federal indictment like the last one in the documents case, but more importantly, this one under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment could disqualify President Trump from either running for U.S. president or potentially even being removed as U.S. president if he is elected. I think this sets a dangerous precedent in our country. It's worth understanding the history here. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says that anyone who's taken an oath to office, a congressman, a senator, or a president, can be removed from office or disqualified from running for office if they've also engaged in an insurrection against the United States.
That's it, exactly right there. And that's the reason why they're doing it. And he's talking about Corey Griffin. And Corey Griffin didn't do anything violent. He didn't do anything wrong. But what he did do wrong is he prayed. See, the left, they hate God. They reject God. So because he prayed, they saw what he was doing as something violent. Do you understand what I'm telling you? This is a spiritual battle, a spiritual war that we're seeing. And because all he did was pray. That's all that he did. Is pray. And because he prayed, oh my goodness, you're a public servant, you're a political person, and you prayed? How dare you? That's all that he did was pray. See, the left, that's why, look, just go full screen to me. That's the reason, that's why I have my shirt on. Because the left, they hate the idea of you praying to God. They cannot stand it. That's why when you hear them in some circumstances, when they say, F your prayers, they actually say that. People, come on.
Yep. Ramaswamy literally just gave us the whole
plan. He told us their plan.
They want to make sure that Trump cannot run. And if he does run, they can remove him. This was a plan from the very beginning. That's why they said insurrection, because they know exactly constantly what that amendment says.
Yes, they constantly said insurrection because that's their whole goal. That's their whole game right now is to target President Trump in that. To target him in that. I mean, this is unbelievable. Now, let me share this one with you, because you see, Ramaswamy, he comes out and he straight up says that this should not happen to President Trump, because if you're doing it to him, they'll do it to anybody. They'll make it up. That's what they're doing. They're making it up. That day, President Trump said, be peaceful, march peacefully. What is that code name for something else? What is the code name for then? According to the left, the opposite of peaceful is what they think. Right. That's why when they were burning up everything, you remember, everything was on fire behind them. They said they were protesting, but it's mostly peaceful as the city's on flames behind them. You understand what's going on there? This is a clear example of people being turned over to a reprobate mind. All of the evil things that they're doing, the demonic things that they're doing, the city's on fire, but it's mostly peaceful. But then you have President Trump straight up saying, look, march in peace. Don't do like the left. No one destroyed any vehicles. The city wasn't destroyed. None of that happened. None of it. None of it. They didn't destroy the city. They didn't go around attacking people. They didn't burn up vehicles, smash windows out. None of that happened. And even Mayor Bowser shut down the city that night, because I was at the hotel and the police officers came because we were outside the hotel. We had a barbecue grill outside and the police showed up and made us stay. They held us hostage in the hotel. Held us hostage in the hotel. But they didn't do the same thing when Antifa and BLM was destroying cities across the country. They didn't. I don't even recall them putting a curfew, because people at 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock at night in the morning out there rioting, tearing up stuff, and no one was stopping them. No one was stopping them. But conservative Christians, we always comply to the law. Police officers come up. I just had a conversation with police officers when I was in D.C. And I was talking to police officers. I said, the reason why, and they automatically came to us that love the country, Trump supporters and Christians, they automatically came to us telling us, pushing us back, because they know that we comply. But the tyrants that are there, the ones that's actually causing the destruction in our country, they don't ever push them back, because they know it ends up being a brawl. They remove us because we're easy, because they know we comply. That's the reason why they do it. Because once they remove us, the element that the left hates, they hate the police officers too. But when it just become them and the police officers and they don't see the Trump supporters, Christians, God-fearing people any longer, they kind of like, okay, we'll just move on. Listen to what Nikki Haley says. Because Nikki Haley should have been saying the exact same thing Ramaswamy was saying. Ramaswamy, she should have been saying the exact same thing that he was saying. But listen to what she says.
There is more breaking news. I want to get your reaction to this. Within the past 30 minutes, former President Donald Trump announced that he has been notified as of Sunday night that he says he is the target of an indictment as it relates to January 6th. Your reaction to that, and how does that affect the race? Because you have qualified for the first debate. How does this indictment affect his candidacy?
It's going to keep on going. I mean, the rest of this primary election is going to be, in reference to Trump, is going to be about lawsuits. It's going to be about legal fees. It's going to be about judges. And it's just going to continue to be a further and further distraction. And that's why I am running, is because we need a new generational leader. We can't keep dealing with this drama. We can't keep dealing with the negativity. We can't keep dealing with all of this.
She's a total idiot. So she's thinking, oh, move Trump out of the way. It'll make more limelight for me. And the Democrats will all of a sudden stop doing all of these attacks that they're doing. Everything will go back to blue skies, green grass, blue streams of water. That's what she's saying. Like, the Democrats will stop doing it, right? And what she's basically saying is that we're experiencing all of this because of President Trump. We're experiencing this because of the demonic left. I mean, is there anyone in the comments that disagree with me that she's an idiot? I mean, really?
Oh, no. People are saying
she's a total idiot. I don't get it. I mean, you know what? These people, she's so detached. She's so detached from reality, not realizing that President Trump is not doing anything but just running for political. She should be saying, look, they need to stop this. She's not even saying it.
A lot of people are saying that she should drop out. I mean, she's lost a lot of people. One, because she supports the war in Ukraine, right? And now she's calling for Trump, who praised her when she was working for him.
Yep.
And now she's calling for him to drop out because of what
she is the female version of Mike Pence.
It's not anything that Trump's doing.
No.
It's what the government's doing.
It's what the tyrannical leftist liberals are doing.
She should be calling them out, they're doing. Like Grandma Swami.
Yeah. You know what? And see, that's why I have so much respect for him. I have a lot of respect for him, because he's like, look, this is not right. And she's like, well, Trump, just move out the way. Move out the way. Because she knows that she's not going to make it. Especially with Trump there. Everybody, the country right now, how many are right now not voting for Trump? Yes for Trump. Type Y for Trump. No, if you're not. Y for yes. Or put T. Better yet, put a T. If you're for Trump, put a T. If you're not for Trump, put an O. Right? If you're for Trump, put a T. I'm looking in the comments. If you're for Trump, put a T. But listen to some more of this.
Got China that's literally trying to be at war with us. You've got Iran building a bomb. You've got North Korea detaining a soldier and testing ballistic missiles. We need to focus on the debt and the lack of transparency in schools and crime and the craziness on the border. We can't be sitting there focused on lawsuits over and over again. And so, you know, when it comes to the debate, what I'll say is,
wait, so who's doing the lawsuits?
Right.
President Trump is having to fight. You know what? He has the full force of a tyrannical federal government coming down on him. And this stupid woman that can't grasp exactly what's happening, it reminds me of the exact same thing that was happening in Nazi Germany before it fell to the communists. People are giving into this. She's not the only one. Mike Pence is another one. She's just the female version of him. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
You know, we can't complain about Biden not debating RFK. If Trump is not going to get on the debate stage and stand next to us, I have never known him to be scared of anything. I certainly don't expect him to be scared of the debate stage. And so I think he'll have to get on there and he'll have to talk about these lawsuits and how we're going to get past it.
Sorry, you're suggesting he's not going to be there?
He has said he's not going to be there. I know that he's not scared of a debate stage, so I would fully expect him to be there.
Okay,
and I think the Republicans should expect him to be there.
Let me pause you right there. Here he is with Maria on that exact question this past Sunday.
Now, I'm actually surprised that Fox News was doing this based on their opinions and the way they've been attacking President Trump here lately. Watch this, because we come back and she's not going to like this video that they're getting ready to share with her.
Watch.
Are you participating in the upcoming debate?
Well, you know, it's a
quite an easy question normally. Ronald Reagan didn't do it, and a lot of other people didn't do it. When you have a big lead, you don't do it. And so you're leading people by 50 and 60 points, and you say, why would you be doing a debate? It's actually not fair. Why would you let somebody that's at zero, or at one or two or three, you know, be popping you with questions?
What about that?
yeah. What about that? She's like zero, one, maybe two, three, maybe three. Right. She's nowhere like you can't even see her in the polls. She's so low because she turned her back on President Trump. And I remember the first time she turned her back on President Trump, and then she tried to go to Mar-a-Lago, and President Trump said, what? No, no. And she's been butthurt ever since. She shouldn't have turned her back. She sided with the Democrats. Straight up sided with them. Now, listen to her response to this.
Well, you do it because you want to serve the American people. You don't show that you're serving the American people by being absent. You show that you want to serve the American people by showing up. It's the same issue with Biden not debating RFK.
It is not the same. It is not the same.
Since when has Trump not shown up?
He's been at so many events. Yes.
Even before he was running for president, exposing what is happening here in America. She needs to sit down.
Yeah, it is not the same. It is not the same. Joe Biden is losing his mind. Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is from minute to minute. It used to be day to day, but now it's down to minute to minute. He doesn't know where he is half the time. Right? And Joe Biden, most of the time when you're in the House already, when you're in the House and coming up, your party doesn't find people to run against you. They don't do it. They don't do it. Right? But President Trump doesn't need to. He's already leading the polls. It's a waste of his time. And you know what? With Tucker, we didn't even play the one with Tucker and Mike Pence on Facebook or YouTube or on my Rumble channel. No, we didn't. We played it on my LFA broadcast, but we didn't play the one with Tucker and Mike Pence. And Mike Pence was so butthurt. And see, President Trump didn't show up to that. They had every opportunity to put their message out there, and Tucker squashed them all. Squashed them all.
They actually made Trump look better. Trump didn't.
It sure did. President Trump didn't even need to be there, and it crushed all of them and made him look better. Get her off the screen. Get off the screen. I'm tired of looking at her. She's one of these Mike Pence. She's the exact same thing as Mike Pence. She's not a decent person. She's straight up. She's lying. Talking about we need new leadership. Really? You're not going to have new leadership if you keep complying with these tyrants. It doesn't work that way. And she doesn't figure it out. And you know,
Swami knows.
Yeah, he absolutely does. But you know what? I'm still kind of McCarthy. Let me just say it, McCarthy. Sometimes he's for the Republicans. A lot of times he's for the Democrats. I mean, it is what it is. But every now and then he'll come out and he'll say stuff like that make complete sense. I like what he's saying. That's the sometime party with the Republicans. Listen to what he says here when he's doing this. I guess they call it the gaggle, right? Where they flock together to listen what he's saying. And he's talking about them going after President Trump, the political rival, basically trying to turn us into a banana republic, literally bringing it to light. And he's saying they have weaponized the government against President Trump. He and other Republicans, there is stuff that they can do based on the Constitution that prevent this. They're just talking about it. I'm so sick about it. And you know what? We have some breaking news that I want to share. I'm going to play this one, and then we're going to talk about this breaking news, part of the reason why they're doing this to President Trump now. But listen to this.
If you notice recently, President Trump went up in the polls and was actually surpassing President Biden for re-election. So what do they do now? Weaponize government. Go after their number one opponent. It's time and time again. I think the American public is tired of this. They want to see equal justice, and the idea that they utilize this to go after those who politically disagree with them is wrong. If you notice,
you know what? The American people, we are sick of it. The American people are tired of this. We were tired of this 2 years ago. I take that back. We were tired of this 8 years ago. Literally, we were tired of it then. But they're still doing it. They're still continuing it. Because the American people are allowing it to happen. it needs to come to an end. They can use the Constitution to bring this nonsense to an end, but them just talking about it. But like I said, there's breaking news that we want to break with you right now. This just came across the wire. We have an article that we want to share with you about Joe Biden and this new whistleblower. Did y'all hear about this? There's a new whistleblower that just came out, a new whistleblower, where they were talking that confirmed the other whistleblower's information.
Yeah, it's a former FBI agent.
How come we don't have the doc over there? How come we don't have the doc on the screen over there? Because I want to show this on the screen. Can you put it on the screen for me?
Hold on, he's...
Can you put it on the screen for me? Because I want to show this. Huh.
Interesting, hold on. It's not showing up for him.
I can see that one on the screen. Remove it on your end and add it back.
Hold on. No. Hold on.
Okay, is that it there? Okay, it was on your end. Okay, put it on the screen.
So, you know, yesterday it came out that there's an FBI agent that now corroborates the story of the two whistleblowers that came out at the IRS, right? Listen to this. The bombshell letter. FBI warned Hunter Biden investigator to decline to respond to the House Oversight Committee question.
How is that not interference? That is a straight up interference. You have the FBI going to one of their whistleblowers. What happened to the whistleblower laws? Wait a minute. Didn't the Karine Jean-Pierre just say that they're all about law and order? Didn't she just sit there and say that? What happened to that? Did that all just go out the window? Sorry, continue.
Yeah, remember Garland said that he's going to stand back. One day before the FBI supervisory agent met with the House committee to discuss the joint FBI Internal Revenue Service investigation of Hunter Biden, he was told to keep his mouth shut. The New York Post has secured a letter from the FBI General Counsel Jason Jones to the agent. The agent's name is redacted, but the Post reports that he did, in fact, meet with the committee members.
I suggest right now that this whistleblower, that the Republicans, I'm suggesting this right now, that you get security detail for him right now. Because if the FBI is telling this whistleblower to keep his mouth shut, which is completely against whistleblower laws, right? Why would they go to this extreme? Keep your mouth shut. Don't you say anything. This is going to be really explosive tomorrow. And I pray that they protect him. So then that way he can release the information and tell the truth. Continue.
In the letter, Jones wrote that the Justice Department expects that you will decline to respond to the question seeking non-public information likely covered by one or more components of the executive privilege or other significant confidentiality interests. In particular, information about deliberations or ongoing investigative activity in law enforcement matters. This is crazy. Well, it says you should instead refer questions, listen to this, to the FBI's Office of Congressional Affairs. He's saying, let us answer it. You step aside. We're going to answer their questions for you. Consistent with longstanding practice, this will afford the department the full opportunity to consider particular questions and possible accommodations that may fulfill the committee's legitimate need for information while protecting the executive branch confidentiality interests. Bam. This is crazy, Will.
This is totalitarian
regime. And the right FBI, the DOJ, the IRS, they're all in it.
What do you think this means, everybody? Do you think that this means that this is like total... Could it possibly be that... They see that, let me just put it like this. We are at WAR in this country right now. We are at WAR in this country right now. And many people just don't realize it yet because they're waging it right now. They're waging it. How in the world do you send a whistleblower? What happened to the whistleblower laws? We're talking about the FBI. They're supposed to adhere. They're supposed to be enforcing the law. I pray that this gentleman has security. I really do. Listen to Jen Psaki as they engage in this fraudulent information that they're pushing, trying to get President Trump.
The American experiment itself would be in jeopardy.
Yeah.
So with that as in mind, how realistic, you've obviously just come out of federal government not too long ago, how realistic is that he could enact about some of these? Are there any checks and balances that could get in his way? Could Congress play a role, assuming they're not all just Republicans bowing down to him? How does this work?
Well, I think it's important to remember that some of these agencies that are independent is by tradition, and presidents of Republican and Democratic presidents have respected that. Donald Trump has made no indication he's going to respect that. He did not in his first term. And when I speak with national security officials in the Pentagon or former officials, they will say a second term is far scarier than a first.
You hear this? See, that's what they're terrified. And you know the reason why they're saying that they're is far scarier than the first? Because they're terrified that President Trump is going to come and clean house. They don't want him to show up in this clean house. You're fired, you're fired, you're fired. Every last one of you, fired. They all need to go. And not only that, they need to actually be arrested. These are hardened criminals we're talking about. Yes, I'm calling them hardened criminals. They need to be arrested. You can't tell me that a foreign substance showing up in the White House and no one is arrested, they're hiding it. They're covering it up. You can't tell me Joe Biden making all of these deals across the country as the big guy all across the world with China and Ukraine.
China.
And no one is arrested. You have the DOJ, the FBI covering it up. That's why they're terrified, because they know President Trump will come in and he will have the authority to finally fix these people, put them where they need to be.
Now, beyond his intention of, say, self-pardoning himself, should he need, which his legal team and his advisors seem to be even talking about privately, the other concern here is that he.
How does she know they're talking about it privately? If they're talking about it privately. Any takers on that? What about you, Shannon? How does she know what they're talking about in private?
Exactly.
It's a valid question, right?
I mean, they don't deal in reality. They're like, we think, basically,
yeah,
that this is what he's doing, because this is what we would do.
Exactly. I mean, how does she know what they're talking about in private?
Team and his advisors seem to be even talking about privately. The other concern here is that he could use these regulatory agencies and outside agencies for his own personal benefit. Think about the FTC. Nobody talks about the FTC as something they care about on a daily basis, I bet. But this agency has an enormous amount of control over companies being regulated. He could decide that company is my political enemy. I'm going to hurt them. I want that company to benefit so I can financially benefit.
I mean, who are we talking about now? Is she talking about Joe Biden? Because what, President Trump is their political enemy. They have weaponized the DOJ, the FBI against a political candidate, President Donald J. Trump, right? That's what they've done. I don't even think they even realize what they're saying. They're just saying it because the people that tune into this stupid stuff every single day, they're too dumb and too ignorant to realize that they're being lied to. Everything she sit there saying that President Trump would do or will do, they're doing it right now. It's like this whole thing where I'm constantly telling everybody, they're actually over here doing all this criminal activity. They're doing it. Then they go, oh, look what they're doing. So they can't deny that it's not happening because they see the left doing it. But then they point the fingers at the right as if they're the ones doing it. And then they believe that it's happening because it is happening, because they're the ones doing it.
And by the way, Jen, that's exactly what Orban has done.
Yes.
What he does, he doesn't throw people that run businesses he's supposed to into jail. He begins government investigations. He fines them. He taxes them. He levies such a heavy burden on them that by the end, one of his allies will go, hey, listen, why don't you just let me buy you out? You look around and suddenly Orban has no opponents in the press. Suddenly the press, it's... You know, he does it exactly the way you're talking about Trump doing it.
Yes, right. It feeds into the potential for corruption, because if you are a private sector company, aren't you going to try to get into the good side of Donald Trump or somebody who can control which companies are regulated or which are not?
Are we talking about Burisma Oil now? What company are we talking about? Are we talking about?
China.
I mean, who are we talking about? Right? What company are we talking about here? Wanting to get on the good side? They don't even have to get on the good side. Ukraine and China.
China.
Right? Burisma Oil. They don't have to get on the good. They already have Joe Biden exactly where they want him. He's already tied up to get her off the screen. Get off the screen. I'm tired of looking at her. While we're all focused, right, on what the Democrats are doing to Joe Biden or to President Trump and what they're doing to this country, you have
China
setting up shop around the United States of America, and Joe Biden is allowing it to happen. Joe Biden is almost like he's in support of
China
setting up military bases around the United States of America, and he's not even questioning it. They've already sent over the spy balloon. Nothing happened there. They've already hacked into our government emails. Nothing happened there. They turned around and said, well, we need to work with China. After they sent the spy balloon, selling up military bases around the United States of America, spied, hacked their emails. Nothing happens. We just need to work with them. We need to work with them. We need to get along because they're doing all this spying and hacking of America. But it's okay. But when they lied and said that President Trump was colluding with
Russia,
that they were hacking, that was a major problem. They even talked about shutting, doing sanctions on China, shutting down communications with China. With Russia. When all that was happening. But when it comes to China, we need to work with them. Listen to what Governor Abbott says about what China is doing, what the dinosaur government state media refuse to acknowledge.
You're familiar with what China's trying to set up in Cuba. They're trying to set up similar operations both in Mexico as well as in Central and South America. They're trying to set up a naval base at the bottom tip of South America that would control the shipping lanes between the Atlantic and Pacific. They're gaining more control in the Panama Canal. They're setting up operations in Mexico, as well as many Central and South American countries that make these countries more dependent upon China, but also increasing China's capability, being able to listen in and basically maintain surveillance upon what is going on in the United States of America.
Help me understand. Help me understand. Why is this allowed? Why is this allowed? Do you know why this is allowed, Shannon? Why is this allowed, everybody? Right? Would you agree that China owns and control Beijing Biden?
Oh,
China,
yeah.
Joe?
100%.
Why
Trump
is this happening, right?
Shutting it down.
Yeah, he's already said. He said that he would give China, 48 hours to get out of Cuba?
Sure did.
48 hours? And China, Joe, Beijing Biden says nothing? Nothing? He's probably sending them resources. How much fuel do you need so you can set up your shop down there? What else do you need? What else do you need? That's probably exactly what he's doing. Probably exactly what he's doing right now. Let me share this first one with you, because this one's also pertaining to January 6th. And this is it's like a recap. And I actually played this video during my LFA broadcast as well earlier. Listen to this, watch this, because while you're watching this, do you think that I want y'all to keep in mind that there's no way that they can produce a video the same way as this one with Republicans. Think about what I just said. There's no way that they can produce this same type of video with Republicans when they're calling for violence. But they always say that Republicans are violent, right? They're saying it all the time, but there's no video of it. But look what we can show you, a video of the Democrats.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men
Most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Violence across the country. Remember the Summer of Love, Antifa and BLM out there destroying everything. And they didn't show, like I was mentioning earlier, they didn't have any curfew. Well, they, some cities put the curfew. They have, you know, Republican cities where the Antifa and BLM set up in there and they started destroying stuff. But for the most part, D.C., I don't ever recall them doing curfew, shutting it all down because they wanted the chaos. And it worked to their advantage. It really did. And that's why they was able, that's why they were able to get federal judges to go along with this whole fraudulent election of 2020. Because the judges were like, well, this is political. I'm not going to go along with, we're not going to talk about political stuff here where it's not going to do it. They refused to see the actual evidence. And there's been actual evidence. There's videos, documentations, even testimonies from people about the fraudulent activity that was taking place. And they don't want to look at it because they were having in their mind that, hey, if we can remove Trump, everything will go back to the way it was with the corruption just happening and no one questioning it. But President Trump opened up everybody's eyes for the most part. There's a lot of you already knew about it, but President Trump did open up a great deal. You know what I'm talking about. He had a great deal of people eyes open up and now you can't close them. Once you see the truth, you can't unsee it. You can't just go like, well, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and take the blue pill and act like it never even happened. And just become completely dumb and oblivious at all again. Let me play it. I have another one I want to play you. This is one with, was it Hutchins? Is this the one with Hutchins?
Yes, here? Hutchinson.
Hutchinson. Listen to what Hutchinson says. Because he's the one that's, he's running for president, right?
Yep. GOP.
He's not going to happen.
He's
right?
not going to make
he's
it.
He's not going to make it. Right. But of course he like Mike Pence and Nikki Haley, they're on the same team. This is the establishment running against Trump, you know, even Ron DeSantis.
And I want to first say that I have worked closely, extremely closely with some of the top FBI officials in our country that are dedicated to the rule of law, to fairness, and to public safety. They're fine individuals. And so I've always had praise for our federal law enforcement partners, both in terms of personal relationships and their professional responsibilities. But I believe that Donald Trump.
Now, listen to this dude. He's another idiot.
Has done great harm to our rule of law in this country.
So, I mean, instead of just saying it, does he list off the what harm President Trump has done? Let's listen. Let's see if he does.
And to federal law enforcement. He has undermined their credibility in the eyes of the public. He has.
No, he hasn't. They've done that themselves. They don't need President Trump's help for that. They've done it. This dude is another idiot. President Trump hadn't undermined anything. They do this criminal activity. President Trump just calls it out. Was he not supposed to say anything? Just supposed to take it, bend over and take it, and say how long? This dude's another idiot. They're detached from reality. They should be complaining about them even doing this to President Trump.
Continued his victimization, and it has harmed our support for law enforcement and the confidence that Americans need to have in the criminal justice system.
See, he signed with the FBI, the same FBI that's protecting the Biden crime family, FBI that raided Mar-a-Lago when they know they shouldn't have. And there was some FBI agents that didn't want to. The same FBI now is telling whistleblowers to shut your mouth. They're probably going to try to put a bullet hole in them between now and tomorrow. Wouldn't surprise me. Oh, he suicided himself. He shot himself in the back of the head twice. What are you going to say, Shannon?
I was going to say, what about the Democrats calling for the defund of the police departments? My goodness, right? They don't have any respect for the Supreme Court of the United States. Let's call them out. What about the Biden investigations where they have proof over and over and over where they're protecting the Biden family? Does Hutchinson talk about that?
Nope.
No, of course not.
Nope.
Oh, the victimization of the Biden family. You're not talking about that, right? Because,
nope.
Oh, poor them. You know, they're... you know what? I'm so sick.
Yes.
Of these,
you know what,
rhinos.
Shannon?
And this guy, by the way, is for gender mutilation.
He sure
right?
is.
As long as the parents agree,
he sure
says it's
he
okay.
He was another one that was on there with Tucker, and Tucker was letting him have a new one, ripping him a new one on there talking about, yeah, parents should be able to mutilate their children if they so decide to. What? What? This dude is disgusting.
Yeah.
And because of that, even though some of his claims are justified going back to 2016, but they have become self-serving and they have undermined exactly what we're trying to accomplish in this country, which is a rule of law that works, a criminal justice system that is equal in its treatment of all individuals.
Does he even realize what he's saying?
The confidence of the public.
Does it get him off the screen? Does he realize what he's saying? I don't think he realized what he's saying.
I mean,
has he not been paying attention to what's been happening?
I mean, look at the reporters that talked about how they weaponized social media companies.
Yes.
I mean, there's been so much that the left has done, and he acts like Trump's the problem. Come on now. Right? It's infuriating.
It is. It is. I mean, you know what? I'm like looking in the comments and I'm just wondering how many people right now believe that.
Somebody said, where did this jerk come from? He's actually from Arkansas.
Yeah, he's from Arkansas. He used to be the... Was he the governor before Sarah Huckabee? I think so. I can't... If I'm not mistaken, he was the governor of Arkansas, but I know he's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
But this dude...
He actually ran for governor, but he lost.
Okay, he lost. Okay, well, he's going to lose the presidency too.
Thank you, Sarah Huckabee. For yeah, beating him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I mean, this is like the down. They're trying to create the downfall of America. We're seeing it happen. I'm so disgusted with these people. These people are not our fellow Americans.
They really don't represent Republicans.
They don't represent America at all.
Yeah.
Nothing. They're siding with the evilness that's trying to destroy the country. How is it that, I just don't understand how they don't get it. Why is it that I'm looking at this stuff and I'm like, wait a minute, this is not right. But he just go along with the stupidity. How does that happen? These people, and what makes it really frustrating is that these people try to come across like they're very pristine, like they have everything all together, that they are the intelligent ones, that they know how things operate, but they're a bunch of idiots. They're a bunch of idiots. If they truly cared about this nation, they would talk about them trying to turn us into a banana republic. But they don't say anything about that. They just want Trump out of the way because they see if we can remove Trump, because Trump is his competition. Trump is Nikki Haley's competition. Trump is Mike Pence's competition, which Mike Pence, I mean, really, how many of y'all going to support Mike Pence? I mean, really. Is there any Mike Pence supporters in the audience here? Are there any? Any? You put them on the screen here. Are there any? Are there any? I just saw this, just caught my eye. Listen at my eye. NBO just says RATS. Will says Republicans against Trump. As, or you can say rhinos against Trump. Rats. They're nothing but a bunch of rats. He's a rat as well. Straight up. You know what? I wonder if anyone ever pay attention to me saying, you know, mentioning that. Rats. Because you can't even make it up. R-A-T. That's exactly what they are. They're a bunch of rats. Rhinos against Trump. Thank you for acknowledging that, NBO. You know, not too many people ever noticed that. Yeah, but there's no Pence supporters in here. No Pence supporters. Amy says, I'm from India. I would never vote for Pence. Yeah, some people have said, you know what, Shannon? Some people even say Mike Pence is a pedo. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've heard that a couple of times. But, you know, they could, it, this could be they're saying it because they don't like him. Just saying, you know, saying stuff about him. I don't know. You know, I never would want to be in a room with him if he was a pedophile. And if he is a pedophile, he's going to have a special place in hell for him as well.
For sure.
He is, you know what? When it comes to political, when it comes to politics, he is the Judas Priest of politics because he stabbed President Trump in the back. He sold President Trump out. You know that, Shannon? He is the Judas Priest.
100%
of politics.
Yeah, you've said that before.
And now here it is. He's trying to run against President Trump. How does that work? How does that work? And someone put in the comments earlier saying that Mike Pence don't even have the numbers to even
debate,
to be on a debate stage.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the numbers. Nikki Haley, does she have the numbers?
She does.
So she has the numbers, but she's like,
it's money. I think they have to have like,
I
40,000 donors or something like that.
I heard from a little birdie that even Ron DeSantis don't even have the number of donors.
He has
the money, but to my understanding, it's supposed to be the number of donors as well, not just the money.
Could be.
Just the money. See, I'm not a finance guy and I never took any political, you know, financing from anything. So I wouldn't know.
That would be news though. We'd have to. He still has time though.
Yeah, he still has time. But we shall see. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, if you would do me a favor, can y'all hit anybody, please help me keep my switchboard operator employed. You know, if you can hit me with a Rumble rant, I would greatly appreciate it. It really makes a difference. If you go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, support me. You like my t-shirt, pray. It's on my website. I know it's just plain and simple, straight to the point. Sometimes I like them like that. And I had so many people go, I like the shirt. Just straight up pray. You know, of course, the left, they don't like to see it, but it is what it is. But if you go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, you can pick up one of my t-shirts. And also, I want to tell you about Mammoth Nation real quick. Mammoth Nation, if you go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop. Yep, there's my t-shirts and stuff. If you click on Conservative Shop on my website, you can see it right there, Mammoth Nation. You can pick up Mammoth Nation, okay? Go to it. Mammoth Nation is the fast-growing conservative marketplace. What better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Just to name a few items you can take advantage of: hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories. We all need some of those right now, and so much more. Visit MammothNation.com and use promo code WILL to get 30% discount on your membership today. Okay, MammothNation.com, or simply click the link in the description below. It's the link right here on Rumble. Okay, right here. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented my pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.